Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
All right, MVPP time. Bryant Lopez, quality engineer for Trip Light. And if you love cars, you're going to love hearing from Bryant this morning. Bryant, congratulations. You're the most valuable person on the planet.
Thank you very much, Mark. G, Dave, good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is most definitely our pleasure. So we got Cars and Coffee. It's going to be in Bridgeport, August 18th, and you even have a rainout date for this because it is outside. And you guys are looking for a $10 donation. Tell us what you're doing here, and it's all benefiting the Boys and Girls Clubs of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, of course. So we're having, like you mentioned, we're having a car show themed Cars and Coffee, benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago, specifically our local club, Lewis L. Valentine Boys and Girls Club. So we plan to do this fundraiser to help out the local club. As you mentioned, this will take place on Sunday, August 18th at Triplet Headquarters parking lot at 1111 West 35th Street, Chicago, Illinois, on the south side of Chicago. We're actually a few blocks away from the west of the Sox Stadium, Guarantee Rate Field.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so how many cars and bikes are we expecting out there?
Well, you know what? We have a big parking lot. As of right now, we have quite a few. We're still getting participants that are joining. So as of right now, we don't have a real count, but we're definitely getting people as we go. Hopefully this helps out get a little bit more for the auto and motorcycle clubs out there that are willing to participate. We're willing to take in cars in and motorcycles as well.
Bryant, we are sending you a million cars right now. I can feel momentum on the show.
I really hope so.
Well, so how'd this idea come for you, Bryant? And just the moment where you had this idea, and now all of a sudden you're the most valuable person on the planet. Can you take us through that process?
Sure. You know what? It's funny. It actually started with one of my coworkers, Ivan Villagomez, who just purchased a car. And really, it was like, he's like, oh, look, I purchased a car. I'm like, okay, let's do something about it. You know what? It's summer. We have the Boys and Girls Club down, you know, the local Boys and Girls Club. Let's make something happen. And then we literally just, in a couple of days, this event started. It started gaining traction inside our company, Trip Light. And now we're here.
Bryant, I want to hear about your car. What car are you bringing to the event? I want a description. I want to be able to visualize it.
Okay, so I technically don't have a car, but we are going to have a 1929 Packard sedan on display with the original Trip Light speed light headlights as well. So that's what I have, a 1929 Packard.
Wow. Okay, the first car... When I was a kid, the first car I remember that my dad had, now it wasn't a 1929, but it was a Packard. It was a Packard Clipper.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if you'll have anything of that. That would have been 50-ish, maybe in the mid-50s or late 50s. But I rode yesterday in the Skokie 4th of July parade in a 66... A white 66 Chevy Impala.
That's awesome.
Convertible. You got anything like that?
Right now, we do. I think we have a few Impalas at the moment. I'm not sure what year exactly. Right now, we're trying to get that information. But I did hear in the radio that, yeah, you were on it. How was it yesterday? It was great.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome.
The car was great.
Yeah, that car was. I mean, it took me back. I mean, it was just. You know, there were cars of that era that just are so different than what we have today. But this was in impeccable shape, too. And I'm sure a lot of the cars you're going to have will be in great shape. They've been fully restored, right?
Definitely. Yeah, you know what? It's I enjoy cars, but there's, you know, your car junkies out there that definitely take it to a different level. And I've been going to a few car shows here and there, and the little that I know, I see those cars, I'm like, wow. It takes, like you said, it kind of takes you back a little bit, but it also makes you appreciate, you know, what they do and that and their passion they have for cars.
Bryant, what's your connection? What's your love? Why does it matter to you, the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago?
You know what? Growing up, my brother and I used to go to to the Boys and Girls Club in our local neighborhood. And we used to go there in the summer, especially after school programs they had. We used to go quite often, and I remember seeing the quantity of kids there. I mean, and everyone was staying out of trouble. That's the main thing. You know, especially here in Chicago, you hear a lot of what's going on out there. And with the Boys and Girls Club, you know, it does help keep the kids safe and, you know, in a safe, you know, safe environment, I guess.
So it did that for you is what you're basically saying, right? Am I hearing that right?
That's correct.
That's awesome. Did that Packard, can you just drive that into a regular gas station and fill it up?
You know, at the moment right now, it's not mobile that I know of, at least. Okay. But we still have it on display for sure, though.
And yeah, on which side is the gas cap on? That would be the question.
Oh, you know what? That you got me there. I know I haven't paid attention that much about the car, but I know we have it on display for sure.
Well, I mean, this is going to be more than just cars out there. This is a family event. Kids are welcome. You're going to have food. You're going to have entertainment. You're going to have raffles as well.
So we're going to have a, like I said, is a, so the people that are participating for this event, the people displaying their cars, I guess, we're going to be providing donuts and coffee as part of their donation. And also they're going to be automatically entered into a raffle that we're going to have. Food-wise, we're going to have the local bakeries providing us with donuts and such. We have our local restaurant, Laura's and Pizza and Pasta, that was going to be also later on in the day. And the live bands, like you said, we have two live bands. We have the Mad Poets playing classic rock, Little Red Shed and modern rock, and DJ Q86 as well playing music, modern and old tunes as well.
Brian, great stuff. Congratulations. You're the most valuable person on the planet. And again, the event is August the 18th, 8 a.m. in the morning till noon. If you love cars and you want to make a donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs, it's a win-win right there. 1111 West 35th Street, right by Guaranteed Rate Field in beautiful Chicago. Is there a website if people want to see any more here? Is, you got that going on?
Yeah, actually, we do have, we're promoting this event on Facebook and Eventbrite, Cars and Coffee, Bridgeport. You can also get in contact with me at 773-869-1449, or you can send me an email at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N-T, _Lopez at triplight.com with the information, name, cars, or any information you have if you want to be sponsored or donate or whatever you want. We're willing to take that information. That'd be definitely great. And I do, like I said, I want to do thank WGN Radio for giving me the opportunity to speak about this event and promote it. That's great. I mean, I'm really excited right now. I'm a little nervous as well, as you can tell.
You're doing great, Brian.
But, yeah, I do appreciate, though.
It's most definitely our pleasure. Happy 4th to you, and congrats on all you're doing. You're the most valuable person on the planet, Brian. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much as well. Have a good day, everyone.
Thanks, Brian.
You as well. All right. There we go. Cars and Coffee, Bridgeport. Most valuable person on the planet.